Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are in 31 days of prayer and tonight we are on number two, day two of 31 days of prayer. Listen, God is doing some wonderful things by His Spirit. Did you hear what I said? I said, God is doing some wonderful things. You know how you can tell? Because of all the hell that's breaking loose. Hallelujah. Oh, you can always have or always get a signal or indication of what God is doing when the enemy starts cutting up. Ah, Yandarabosha. Come on here. I know there's been trouble in the land, and this is not something new. Come on. We have been dealing with a lot of situations in our nation and abroad. Glory be to God. But whenever God is getting ready to blow something up, whenever He's getting ready to manifest His power and His glory, Shemanda, His glory, listen to me. The church is rising up. Did you hear? I said the real church, the body of Christ, the ecclesia of God is on the move tonight. Hallelujah. And for that you should rejoice and be exceedingly glad. God has a wonderful plan for us in these last days, and He has given us some great and wonderful promises that we have to focus on. Hallelujah. Come on here. We're in 30 days of prayer, not play. Hallelujah, Jesus, because we want to be in a place, stay in a place, be steadfast in a place, come on, divinely aligned in His positioning, in placement, deployment, so that we can be and do and execute and bring into effect all that He has called for in this hour. Hallelujah to our great God tonight. We give Him praise and glory for another opportunity. I'm so glad you could join me, and by way of announcement, there are some of you that may be trying to get on the broadcast for prayer nightly via the phone call, via the 626-696-8589. And the sooner you call in, the sooner you reserve your spot because that space is limited. However, you will not be limited if you go on the website, should you have access to it, mgpage.net, and click on LTAL Radio. You'll be able to live stream right along with me that way without any limitation. So if by chance you happen to have difficulty getting on the line, know that we're here. But if you're not here early to reserve your space, you would have to go online, amen, and live stream that way. And you can also, if you're not available to join in at the 6:30 p.m. hour, you can tune in to the archive. I repost the prayer service and along with some notes, amen, that the Holy Spirit will have us to share and munch on. Is that all right? So that we can be edified and strengthened. Woo, we need strength. Oh, we need strength in this hour. Hallelujah. So that we don't faint. That's why we pray. Come on up and hear somebody tonight. Come on. He said we have to pray, right? Pray and faint not. Continue to pray. And what happens in prayer? Shere, koma. We get strength. Why? Because the presence of the Lord is there. And the joy of Him is released. Ah, y'all know about it. Those of you that come on have a prayer life, all kinds of them. Hallelujah. Those of you that have been in situations before, maybe you don't pray 24 hours a day. But you listen, God bless you to get a prayer through. Oh! And you can testify, you can attest to the fact that you might have been crying before, huh? But when you got up off your knees, oh, everything was all right, in spite of the physical circumstances. Woo, prayer gives you a knowing, a reassurance. Come on here, a confidence that what God said is what He said. I don't care what demon comes, foaming at the mouth, flip-flopping, no weapon. that's formed against me shall prosper. That's his promise. He downloads to us remembrance of those promises by the Holy Spirit in prayer. Shanda, come on, you may not always be on your knees praying. You could be driving in your car, walking. Come on, y'all, let's get into the Word. Woo! Isn't it wonderful to know that God is right there with you all the time, like he promised? He would never leave us, thank you, Jesus, nor forsake us. He's omnipresent. Come on. He's everywhere at the same time. He knows everything, and he's all-powerful. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, tonight. Again, I appreciate you joining in with me to band together in prayer. Hallelujah. We want to go to Psalm 91 briefly tonight, and I may not read all of it for the sake of time because I really want to get into some prayer. Hallelujah. But I will post notes on this. This is just a reminder to us, glory to God, of what we have been afforded, the blessings of abiding under the shadow of the Most High God. Woo, kaya mamansai. You know, God is releasing blessings tonight. My Jesus, there are many of you that have been steadfast in your prayer posture, interceding, and hear what I'm saying to you. I don't mean just praying for yourself. God has given you literally prayer lists or prayer targets. Come on. People and situations to pray for, and you have been diligent in yielding yourself to that specific thing or things. God is going to reward your faithfulness. Don't let nobody come on here, punk you and pray you out. Don't let the devil play with you to make you think that prayer is not important just because your name ain't being called up for a trophy or certificate. God honors your prayers. He honors your faithfulness and your commitment, hallelujah, to prayer, laying before him, seeking his face, loving on him. Didn't we go over that last night in Matthew? Hallelujah. With our theme scripture, love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, all of thy soul, all of thy mind. And we discovered that in the Message version, he said that we should love him with all of our passion. Woo! With our passion and with our prayer. Oh, God, love with our passion and prayer and intelligence. Lord, have mercy. Woo! Oh, God, the Lord bless you real good tonight and for your encouragement and standing in agreement with God's plan here in the earth realm. In Jesus' name. Psalm 91, let's start at verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Ooh, God. You wondering why God is cutting folk off from you? He gave you a secret. Come on. A secret place where he unlocks mysteries. Oh, my God. And you cannot be distracted. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't have no hitchhikers. Come on up in here. Hear the motion down. In the secret place. It's a secret place. That's like you, for those of you that are married, men and women of God, it's like you trying to bring the whole neighborhood in your bedroom when it's time to close the lights. Come on up in here tonight. Secret. That's what it said. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. That's a special place. That goes beyond church membership and titles and pins on your collar. Come on in here. It goes way past you sitting on a pew and cooking chicken every Sunday. Lord Jesus, I love chicken sandwich. Don't get me wrong. Hallelujah. But it goes way past the selfish church membership and titles and positions and being on the choir. Oh, my God. The secret place of the Most High God. Is a place. Didn't he say this? He said, who shall ascend into thy holy hill? He that hath what? Clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not sworn deceitfully, neither lifted up his soul unto vanity. Rebbe Kishma. Oh my. The secret place, the heart of God, the core of his essence, of his very being. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. It's the secret place of God. The secret, special, intimate place of God. All right? He said, those of us who dwell there, who live there, that are constantly there, come on, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I want you to be reminded tonight that demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They're very intelligent to do that because they know the power, yes, my God, that they're dealing with. And because you are your Father's child, he covers you with his shadow. Have you ever had that happen where you might have gone to school or had some kids picking on you or what have you, the case might be as a child, but when daddy or mama come to pick you up, you hide right behind them. You can stand right next to them holding their hand because they're bigger than you. They're there to protect you. Isn't that something about parenthood and how it affects children? The protection, the security that children ought to, come on, have in their parents. But that's what the Father does for us. He protects us under his shadow. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge. Yes, sir, he is. He rescues me. Come on. He's my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. That's a declaration. You know, say, you know what? I think I'm going to try to I will trust him in spite of the reports that I'm hearing. Yes, you got to command your spirit. This is what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Rest thy down, sit down, shut up. Fear will not overtake me. Not in my house, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Has he not proven that he's trustworthy? Yeah, he has. Hallelujah. Come on. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover thee with his feathers. Oh, my. And under his wings shalt thou trust. It is true. Shall be thy shield and buckler. I really want to get into this, but we have to get into prayer. Thou shalt not be afraid. Did you hear that? He didn't say you might be afraid. You will not be afraid so long as you abide in the shadow of the Most High God. You have to dwell in the secret place. Come on. Free from interruption, free from distraction, free from naysaying. Come on, free from the sting of hateration and discouragement. Those things that will stress you out and zap you of strength. Come on. He said, you will not, you will not. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side. So many people have experienced that, especially on today. A thousand falling at their side. They're in the midst of gunshots and bombs and different things going off, but they were not touched. Look at that. A thousand shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. God has given us a promise of protection. Listen to me. It doesn't mean that things won't happen. Please understand that. And it doesn't mean that those that were taken, whose lives were taken, or who the Lord decided to take, will all live in hellish. It doesn't mean that. But we have to understand that the spirit of fear has been unleashed. Come on up in here tonight, warriors. Handarabakash. And we have to be reminded of what the Father has said. I don't know about you, but I found out it's what he says that goes. I don't care what it looks like. We have to come up out of there. It's what he says. Come on. Hallelujah. Remember, the enemy comes after what he said. Did God really say? Oh, yes. Yes, he did. And he watches over his word to do what? Perform it. He hastens it. Come on. It won't come back to him void, neither unfulfilled. Don't we know that? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to read one more, and then we're going to stop right there. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. One more. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. That's where I want to stop at. That word habitation. Oh, ho. Listen to this. The Bible says that the Lord God inhabits the praises of his people. He takes up residence. Woo! He lives there. He manifests his glory, power, strength, love, peace, mercy, grace. Come on. In the praises of his people, in the midst of the praises. And so, likewise, we are to make prayer our habitation. We are to make him our habitation. We are to live, move, breathe, function, operate, think, consider, endeavor. Everything that we do in him. We are to live in him. We are supposed to execute and bring forth the fruits of righteousness in him. We can't do that outside of him. There are certain benefits that my children are not going to receive if they don't live in my house. Come on here. Glory to God. If our regular protocol is cookies after supper, if you live out there, you might not get no cookies. Ain't no guarantee. But if you here, come on up to here tonight. At the right time, at the right place, you're going to get some cookies. Are you right here? Placement. Alignment. Being where God designates us to receive what we need from him. Is that all right tonight? Hallelujah. With that being our premise, we're going to go right into prayer tonight. Ooh, God, we love you tonight. Hallelujah. Join with me, will you? Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you as humble as we know how to come. Father, we come with our hearts lifted up to you, asking you to search us in every place, every layer, every fiber of our being, my God. Search us through and through in the name of Jesus. Father God, whatever is there, that does not belong, we want to thank you for bringing it up. Bringing it right up to the surface, bringing it right on up, no more. We can't play patty cake with it no more. We're not going to put no band-aids on it no more. It must go. It has to be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus tonight. Oh, God, will you do that for us? Hey, search our hearts. Ooh, and as the songwriter said, if you find anything that should not be, take it out and strengthen me. Father, let it be our heart's cry tonight, that we give you our whole hearts. That's what you've asked us to do, to love you with our whole hearts, all of our hearts, all of our souls, and all of our minds. Father, we render them to you tonight, Father, for cleansing, for refining, for purification, for sanctification, and for fresh oil. Yes, God, our heart, soul, and mind. Oh, God, anoint us afresh tonight, if you will, in the name of Jesus. And we know that you're faithful to do it because we're asking you in faith. And your word says that you would not withhold any good thing from them who walk upright before you. Father, we again come knowing that our righteousness means nothing. It is as filthy rags, pointless, useless, devoid of purpose. Except but to prove that it's the blood of Jesus that has made us your righteousness in this earth. Father, we want to thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Father, we have heard your word on tonight, reminding us of the precious promises that you have given unto us. Oh, as we draw closer to you, as we endeavor to live in you, as we endeavor to abide in you, as we make you our habitation, as we come out of the world and be separate, as we choose, yes, make a righteous, conscious decision to not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. Father, we want to thank you for your many blessed promises that are yes and amen. Father, in this dark hour, there's so much, oh God, heartbreak that has been released and unleashed in this land. Father, so much grief and sorrow. Oh, but God, we know that you are a refuge. You are ever present help in trouble. Oh, Jesus, you're right there. You're right there with us. Father, wherever we need you to be, we know that we can call on the name of Jesus and be saved. Father, we call on the name of Jesus tonight. On behalf of those that are in trouble right now, Father, there's trouble running through the land. Oh, God, we cry out on behalf of those that can't cry out for themselves. There are some, oh, my God, on operating tables and trauma units. Oh, God, have mercy tonight. Hit the lead, Holy Ghost, by the power of Jesus' blood and the flaming sword of your word, dear God. Move. Intercept the plan of the enemy to bring people to a death. PTSD and every disorder. We come against mental illness right now that will be caused by fear and terror. In the name of Jesus, yes, my Holy Ghost. Move in the hospital right now. Move in San Bernardino, God. Move in that place. Move right now, God. And for the other places that did not make the news hour, for that there are those that are living with the aftermath of what happened in Paris. There are some still living in the aftermath of what happened in September 11th. Oh, my God. Years and years and years ago. There are some veterans, my King, from the Vietnam War still living. My God, not only from the aftermath of what happened in that war, but subsequent wars, Desert Storm and Gulf War. Dear Jesus, look on your people in a special way. We're coming against the trauma tonight. We're coming against the terror tonight. We're coming against the fear tonight. We come against the plots tonight. We come against the schemes tonight. We come against the organized structures of terror tonight. We come against the hierarchy of doom and gloom tonight. The blood of Jesus, prevail. Oh, God, let the blood prevail right now in the midst of your families. That they have received bad news. Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, let the blood prevail in the midst of your communities. Where the leadership are crying out for answers. Lord, what do we do? How do we move? Where do we go? What do we give? What can we offer in this hour? Strategy, my God, download it, release it, oh God. We lose it to the pastor. Oh, all over the land. Father, we speak a quickening and an awakening for those of us that are sitting on our couches, just looking, standing by, looking like it can't touch us. Wow, we lose compassion. We lose the fire of God to incinerate apathy, to incinerate not caring, to incinerate, well, it ain't me. The blood. Father, we pray for the armed forces in every hamlet and every city, every nook and cranny of this nation and abroad, that they would have this, oh, my God. My God, that you would expose those that have formed the demonic alliance with the enemy. My God. My God, that you would uncover in-house, yes, sir, in-house terror, in-house plans of destruction, in-house, right in the house, camouflage, disguise, quiero pasar de la voz, blending in, fire, the fire of God exposes, the fire of God uncover it, the fire of God demolish it, right now. Look on your sheriffs and deputies, your mayors and governors. My God, he's in every one of their respective places. Give them the wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Look what our president tonight. Father, we ain't worried about who's in the seat. But we know who's over the seat. We know you have power. We know you ain't control. We know that the powers that be are ordained of you. You know exactly what you're doing. And you know how to bring America to her knees. Yes, Lord Jesus, have your way. Let your blood prevail. Even right now. All over the land. Bring your people to a crying out, to a weeping between the paws of the altar. We need your power, Lord. Even right now, move, Holy Ghost, heal, bind up wounds. Cause miracles to fall all over the land. Baffle doctors. Even right now, thank you that the flat line is boop, boop, boop. Beeping again. Miracles. Yes. 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 Yes, do it right now. Do it right now. Call somebody to get up, my God, with a visitation experience, one-on-one encounter with you, a message to tell the people. It's time to get right, to wake up out of a slumber. Yes. Yeah. Father, we know you're in the midst. Father, we lift up those that are on the wall right now, those who have called to turn their place down instantly, without question, without doubt. Father, we touch and agree with every righteous prayer being prayed in Jesus' name, according to your divine plan and your kingdom agenda. Your precious purpose, in the name of Jesus, cover the minds of our children as they're looking on and seeing these things, that they will not be desensitized to what's going on in this world, but that they will know that they are Joshua's generation. They are Joshua's generation. Generation of Josiahs and Daniels and Shadrachs and Meshachs and Abednegoes and Samuels. Yes, Micaiahs. There are some Moseses in the bull rush being stripped down and now, right now, getting ready to be raised up for divine purpose. Do it. Bless the youth. Bless the real good. Empower your people. Father, strengthen the lines and the vehicles, the vessels of impartation. Rebbe Kishman, Father, strengthen, preserve, and protect the transferring of divine mantles. Rebbe Bokosh Babanza, Tararabahai, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you that your truth yet marches on, that we shall not be defeated, for you gave us the victory through Christ Jesus. And by the power of his blood, we seal this prayer and decree it is so in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we bind retaliation, backlash, vengeance, and every evil work of the enemy, even right now, every counterattack, we curse the power of it. Thank you for releasing divine strategy, strength, and your glory upon us as we continue to press to do your will. We love you and we thank you for our time here tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for now. Join me tomorrow evening for day 3. We're going up. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, keep me in your prayers and know that you're always in mine. I love you guys.